Welcome to the morning devotion for August 10th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I'm speaking today about apathy toward apathy. I felt a heaviness in my heart since yesterday morning. The reason? The moral decay of our nation is accelerating, and too few of us Christians are trying to put our feet on the brakes. I know that I can't wag fingers at the apathy of other Christians who obsess over the chasing of the good life while terribly bad things are happening around them. You see, even though I haven't joined the conga line of living for earthly success, I also haven't done as much as I could have to call believers to proactivity in their faith. Yesterday, I read again an article about the increasing influence of the homosexual community with Disney World in Orlando. Gay Day has become a signature event for the park, with countless thousands of gays parading and pirouetting on streets and in attractions that have been the domain of traditional families for decades. I read of how multiple meeting spaces and exhibit halls through the park are used for hedonistic purposes, such as pornography sales and sexual liaison planning for off-site locations. As bad as that was, what really wounded me was the statement from a Disney spokesman that fewer and fewer parents are expressing concern about the Gay Day activities, and even fewer are asking for refunds because of what their kids see happening during the course of the day. Traditional family parents just don't care as much about what homosexuals do in Disney World, it appears. Now that's bad enough to read. But then I read last night another story that showed the erosion of godly values. Not among the carnal-minded who are only doing what they've always done, but instead among those who should be digging in their heels, traditional family parents. You can read the story yourself at this link, but the gist is this. Fewer and fewer parents even care what filth is put on TV. As societal values decline, so does the impartation of godliness to children. To think of where we are now regarding national moral standards as compared to 50 years ago is absolutely mind-boggling. It's a bad thing when the gatekeepers of social influence are increasingly characterized by the absence of godly character. With Disney World now being more concerned about embracing gay attendees than they are about offending godly attendees, it's obvious that the Disney Corporation has decided which worldview is increasing in power and which one is declining. Sadly, traditional Christians haven't done enough to persuade them otherwise. I share the above this morning because of what I read in my When Your Bible reading today. Ezra 10:1 says this, "While Ezra was praying and confessing, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God, a large crowd of Israelites, men, women, and children, gathered around him. They too wept bitterly. After the return to Jerusalem of the Babylonian exiles, many of the Jewish men had ignored God's warning and command against marrying non-Jewish wives. As a result, the decay of faith among Jews accelerated, and all sorts of problems occurred in this semi-restored Israel. The root of the woes was the marital binding with ungodly spouses. Ezra was overcome with sadness when he arrived in Jerusalem and saw the mess the disobedient believers had made of their lives and their wannabe nation. He led a national move of repentance and sending away the ungodly foreign wives. It was a terribly painful, disruptive time, but better in the long run. The question you and I have to answer is this. Do we care about what's happening to our nation's morality and ultimately to our national fabric? Will we continue to let the people of the world play with matches while we share space with them in an increasingly dry forest? Or will we allow our saddened hearts to compel us into demanding that they go somewhere else to play with matches? Better yet, will we do all that we can to water the dried out trees and saplings around us with a living water so that our circles of influence are less vulnerable to the flames? As I said above, we can't expect carnal people to stop being carnal people, particularly as fewer Christians even care about such. What we can do, however, is encourage Christians to embrace personal holiness and to stand against the influence of unholy living through letter-writing campaigns, by economic boycotts, by pouring out the living water of God's encouraging word to everybody we meet, and by praying for more Americans to humble themselves. As we call on God, He will hear our prayers and heal the land. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says so. As always, I love you, Martin.